Daf Samech. So we got around seven lines down from the top. The Gemara is going back and forth between Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan versus Rav about whether it was the Sheni of the Zug Rishon or the Sheni of the Zug Sheni. Just to remind everyone that Rabbi Yochanan felt that it was the Sheni of the second Zug is that you use, because the first one is Nidcha. And Rav felt that there is no Nidcha, and you use the Sheni from the first one, and it's the second one that you let die or let Yirah. So the Gemara now says, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Thomas, he says that second animal dies. So second animal of the first pair or the second pair? So Bishma, I understand the Rabbi Yochanan Damar Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yireh, the second one from the first pair, the original one, that's Yireh, that you let graze. And in contrast to that, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yomus. And then Miskaper B'Sheni Shebezug Sheni, it's the second one that you're using for the kapar. So let's say, for example, the Lazazel dies. So you do a new Goral, so you find the Lazazel, but now you have two Lashems. So he says the first Lashem goes out to graze for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda says it goes out to die. And it's the second one, the second Lashem, the new Lashem, that's used, that you're Miskaper from. However, El L'Rav, Damer Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yeraeh, it's the second one of the second pair that goes out to graze, because for him, you're using the original one. And Rabbi Yehuda, Yomus, that second one from the second pair dies. So now the question becomes, what is used? The Rabbi Yehuda, my miskaper. Meaning, according to Rav says, Behema eino nidachin. So the original animal you're allowed to use, the Sar Lashem, it lost its pair. The couple died, the Sar Lazazel died. So you did a whole nother goral, you found the new Lazazel, and you have now a second Lashem. That second Lashem goes out to graze or to die, and you use the original one because Behema eino nidachin. But in that world, Rav said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Behema are nidachin. Animals are nidachin. Rabbi Yehuda cannot use that first one. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to use for the kapara? He can't use the second one because Rav holds the second one, the extra one, the new one, Yeraeh. Rabbi Yehuda says Yomus. The original one can be used because that's nidachin in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember from yesterday. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to use for Rabbi Miskaper? Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, let's look at Rashi, B'mai Mechaper, to halfway down the narrow line, he says, B'mai Mechaper. Dila Barishan, if you're going to use the original one, the original Hashem, the Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Mechaper won't work. Dehamar Bal Chaim Nidachin. So the Gemara says, Misvaris Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Sheni Kai. When Rabbi Yehuda says Yomus, that animal dies, the extra pair dies, who says referring to that? What Tanakama in the world of Rav is referring to the second pair, the Sheni of the second pair. So the second pair says Yeraya. Rabbi Yehuda says Yomus. So we thought Yomus meant that second pair is also Yomus, and the original one can't be used because of Nidchen. No! Says the Gemara, Mi Sabres Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Sheni Kai? Who says referring to the second one of the second pair? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is Asheni Shebezug Rishon Kai. So it comes out for this understanding of Rav. Tanakama holds the second one of the second pair, that is Yeraeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the second one of the original pair is Yomus, and you use that new Lashem you just did with the Goral, that's what's used for the Kapar. Fine. This next few lines also a little bit tricky.
I'm sorry, but Rabbi Yehuda then can never hold, like Rav can never hold, like there's no Svara of Rav according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Rav's only going to Tanakama. He's not talking about Rabbi Yehuda. So then the Gemara says, Ikat the Kamosiv Hachi. Others ask the question as follows. Now this Rashi says, we're going back to a question from yesterday's Daf. I'm going to try to oversimplify this to make it smooth. We said in the Mishnah, if you go back to the Mishnah just for a second, the very end of the Mishnah, Daf Samach Beis, Rabbi Yehuda had two statements. Rabbi Yehuda initially said, the Tanakhama said, She'ein Chatas Tzibor Mesa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Thomas, the Chatas Tzibor can mace. Then, the second thing, V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the second thing we learn is, Nishpach Adam Yomas Mishalech, Mace Mishalech, Yishpach Adam. You split, that let the blood split. So these are two different ideas of Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, Od. So now the Gemara says, this for Od, Vika de Kamosiv Hachi. Others ask the question as follows. When it says in the Mishnah, V'od, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, if the blood of the Lashem spills, Yomas Mishalech, you have to have the animal die. And Mesa Mishalech, the Mishalech dies, Yishpach Adam, you spill the blood. So the Mishnah, this makes sense, L'Rav. The reason why there are two separate statements of Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama argue, Pligi Bechatas Tzibor, there's a Chatas Tzibor Mesa or Eino Mesa, that's one machlokus between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Seifa of the Ve'od, the Pligi Bebalichaim, whether or not Baalichaim are Nidchen or Eino Nidchen. Tanakhama holds Baal Chaim ain't a nidchen, according to Rav. Yehuda says Baal Chaim are nidchen. So there are two different concepts, two different machlokesim. That's why the va'od. Ella, however, the Rabbi Yochanan, my va'od. What's the va'od according to Rabbi Yochanan? There's no va'od. You just look at Rashi. Rashi says here, if you go to Rashi around six narrow lines up, Ella, Rabbi Yochanan, my va'od. Harabananami amri risho nidcha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, remember, he holds that Rabbanan assume Baal Chaim Nidchen. That's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Tanakhama, which is the same exact understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. They both hold Baal Chaim Nidchen. The only machlokas is, do we say Yeira'eh or do we say Yomus? But Baal Chaim Nidchen is all, they all agree to that. So what are the two statements? What are the two lines? What's the V'od? There's no two machlokasim. There's only one machlokas in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore the Gemara says, El Rabbi Yochanan, my V'od, Tasha, end there. Okay, two dots. There's another reason we can't read the Mishnah. We have like three reasons why I can't read the Mishnah. Excellent. So then the Gemara says, two dots v'od, Amr Yehuda, nishpach adam, yomos mishaleach. So if, let's say, the blood of Lashem spills, so the din is, the sar mishaleach dies. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda.
When you say dies, does it mean they lock him up in a room?
We didn't see how. Most likely lock him up. I don't know how we do it, but there's a kind of machnis in the kippah. We bring an animal to the kippah and just starve him to death. I don't remember exactly how they do this, but somehow they let him die. They don't kill him. They don't kill it, right. So then Bishma Nishpach Adam, we understand if the Sar Lashem Dam, if that spills, so then Yomus HaMishalech, we let the Mishalech die. Da'kati Los Abed Mitzvah, so the mitzvah wasn't done yet to it. What mitzvah are you talking about? You need to take a look at Rashi to understand this. Look at the last three narrow lines of Rashi. Bishlamal nishpach adam yomus ha-meshalech delo isabe mitzvasa didam. The mitzvah of the dam wasn't done yet. V'chuka b'dvarim hanasim b'bigdei lavan k'siva. The word chuka in Parshat Achimos is referring to all the different avodas done wearing the bigdei lavan. V'tzarech lahavi dam achi, you need to bring now other replacement blood of a dam ha-sar l'ashem. V'yif shar b'lo hagrala. Now you can't create a sar l'ashem without doing a hagrala. And since you hold that Baal Chaim is Nidchen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yomus HaMishalech HaKarishon. So again, you have the Sar Lashem, Sar Mishalech, you shechted the Dam, the Sar Lashem, it spills. So you haven't done any mitzvah to the Sar Lashem. The Mishalech is now Nidchen because it lost its partner. So you start all over again. That's why we do a whole new Agrala, Yomus HaMishalech. But, Elameis HaMishalech, let's say the Mishalech dies, but you still have the Dam of the Sar Lashem. Why spill the blood? You did what was needed. What was needed? So if you look at Rashi, two medium wide lines down at the end of the line, says Rashi, why do you have to do a whole other tashlumim now to do another find the mishaleach? You have to bring two new animals, two new goats, and to do a hagrala and spill the blood of the first one. Why is that needed? You already did the mitzvah necessary. Which mitzvah? You did whatever the Mishalech needs, whatever is Ma'akev, you already accomplished. Yes, the goal is to eventually throw the goat off the cliff. But that's not Ma'akev, throwing off the cliff. The only thing that's Ma'akev for the Shem Mishalech is Eino Ela Hagrola Bilvad Likvoa Kora Shal Shem Ashel Ashalu. The only thing you need Mishalech for Likuva is to create a Hagrola. So you've done the Hagrala already. Okay, the Sar Mishalech died. Okay, we don't need it anymore. As long as the Dam of the Sar Lashem is still available, why spill the blood out? That's the question of the Gemara. You did the Hagrala. You did the Hagrala.
I'm saying, but on the one that's going to replace.
You're not doing replace. You don't have to do a replacement, necessarily. You did.
You did.
Exactly. Yep. So the Gemara then says, Amri, the Bei Rabbi Yanai.
You don't have to walk another Seir to Lazazel.
According to this, it doesn't seem that you need to.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Amri, it says, Debei Rabbi Yanai, Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Yamod Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper. So the Sar Mishalech must be alive to do the Kapar. What does that mean? Ad Masa Yezokuk Lios Chai, until when does the Sar Mishalech need to be alive? Ad Shas Matan Damim Shechavero. So it's not true what we said initially. The only thing, the Kuva for the Sar Lazazel was to have a Grala. Not true. The Gemara says you need to have the Grala. Plus, it needs to remain alive till you've done the zrika of the Sar Lashem. If the dam, Mishalech dies before you've done the zrika, you need to find the replacement Sar Mishalech. But if you've done the zrika of the Lashem and then the Sar Mishalech dies, you're good to go. No need for a new hagrala. No need to spill the blood of the dam Lashem. So the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, a completely different topic now. We'll bring it back to our sukkah in just a second. The Mishnah says as follows. This is the Mishnah found in the Masechah Shkalim. So the Mishnah said, I think it's Shkalim, yeah? Shkalim, yeah? Tanan Hasam. We learn in the Masechah Shkalim. B'nei Ha'ir, Sheshalcha Shikleim. They send their Machzeh Shekel. Every single Jew has to bring above the age of 13 or 20. That's a Machlok, as we saw. They send the Shekel, the Machzeh Shekel, to the Beis HaMikdash. They wouldn't necessarily bring it on their own. It's much easier to have the whole town get together and send one messenger with a big pouch of money. So they sent it with a Yeshliach. V'nignenu o she'avdu, it was stolen or was lost along the way. Now they only found this out at what point? Im nitshuma truma, if let's say they start to use the funds in the Beis HaMikdash, they start paying for the Kabanos Tzibur, then they realize that they lost the money from, I don't know, from Woodmere. So what happened was, who's responsible? So nishbarn the gizbarim. The shomer, right, the shliach is a shomer chinam. He wasn't being paid, he was a shomer chinam. So he says, he swears to the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, I was not at fault, I wasn't posheya. Shomer chinam is exempt from Gneva or Veda. He's exempt from it, and they go ahead, and that's what he swears to. Vim, let's say imlav, let's say they didn't start using the funds of the shkalm yet. It's still being collected, and then they realize that the money was lost or stolen that came from Woodmere, then he has to be nishban levnei ha'ir. Since it didn't yet get to the usage of the Beis HaMikdash, it's still considered as part of the shliach of Woodmere. He needs to swear to Bnei Ir that he wasn't at fault, he wasn't the poshe at all. So now what happens is, Uvnei Ir shokan achayrim tachrem. They have to now send replacements, because since their money never made it, they did not fulfill the obligation. The shliach is exempt, he did nothing wrong, so they need to spend a new machzeh shekel each person. What happens now, let's say, the Mishnah says, Nimsu o shechzirim haganavim. Let's say they found the lost coins, or the robbers returned them back. So now they have two machzeh shekel that they already dedicated towards the Beis HaMikdash. The din is elu ve'elim shkalmheim. Both of them are considered shkalm. They can't take them back. They both go towards the funds of the Beis HaMikdash that year. Ve'ein olin lehen l'shana haba. It does not work for the next year. You have to still give another shekel the following year. It has to be between Nisan and Nisan. You can't pay up front, a forward payment at all. So then, the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, olin lehen l'shana haba. If you'd argued and said you are allowed to actually pay forward, you could pay double this year to cover you for next year. You had a good year this year. You'd rather have pay your debt now, looking ahead. So that's allowed according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that the case? So my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav explains, because of Rabbi Yehuda, chovos shelshana zu, krevos l'shana haba. You're allowed to use debts or obligations of this year and next year and to pay for the following year. That's allowed. That's just the svar that he used. So the Gemara now says, what's the question? So Esive Abaye, Par v'sar shi'um ha'kipurim she'avdu. Let's say you lost the cow or the goat that was used or designated for this Yom Kippur. You lost it, she'avdu. And therefore, hifrish acharim tachrim. You have to find the replacement cow, a replacement goat. Or v'chein si'irei avodah zarah. A si'irei avodah zarah is, let's say, the tzibor worshipped avodah zarah based on a hurrah from Bezdin. They made a big mistake. Bezdin said this is allowed. The tzibor acted on it, and they made a mistake in avodah zarah. You have to bring a par la'ola and the sar l'chadas. So that's called the si'irei avodah zarah. And they lost the si'irei avodah zarah she'avdu. V'hifrish acharim tachrim. They replaced the animals. Kulan yamusu divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the din is, if you they all die. The extra ones die. So Rashi says, here, look at Rashi, last line of Rashi, last word of Rashi on the page. Kul yamusu, if you find the replacements, the din is, v'lo amrinan yikrivu l'shana haba. So how come when it came to the shkalm, if you had double shkalm for this year, you lost and then you found them, oh, no problem, use it for next year. When it came to the par v'sar shi'um ha'kipurim, if you lost it and found the replacements, we don't say use it for next year. That has to be yamusa. That's the question. We'll just finish the Mishnah here, the Braisa, but that's the question we have. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they say, yiru ad shi'istavu. No, you let it graze until it gets a mum, and then when it gets a mum, yimcharu, you sell it, v'yiplu demam, the money is usually in a daba. Shein chatas sibar mesa, he does not allow chatas sibar mesa, while again, Rabbi Huda holds a chatas sibar can be mesa. But the question we're focusing on here is, can you use an extra carbon for the next year or not? Shkalim can be used, you can pay up front now for next year, but carbonos sibar you can't use, what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Amrlei, on to Amr Beis now, carbonos Sibor Kamris? You asked me a shy about Karbanos Sibor and asking that to the question of Shkalim? Karbanos Sibor shiny. Shiny Karbanos Sibor. Why is it different? Kid Rebbe Tavi, Rebbe Tavi Amar, Rebbe Yoshia, Dama Rebbe Tavi Amar Yoshia rather. Amar Kadapatik says, Zos Olas Chodesh B'chadsho. So this is referring to, this is the beginning, of, I think it's in, which parsha? This is in Pinchas maybe? Yep, parsha Pinchas. So it says, Zeus Olas Chodesh B'chadsho. This is the Ola of each Chodesh in each year. L'chadshi Hashan, the parsha goes on to say. What that means is, Amru Torah, Chodesh V'haba Le'karban Mitshuma Chadasha. The new month comes, the new year comes, you need to bring from the new Chuma Chadasha. So what's the saying is as follows, that the carbon tzibur of that year must be used from the funds of that year. So let's say from the case of the par and Sarayim HaKippurim, it was bought from last year's funds, 5780, let's say, okay? That's where it was bought from. Now it's left over to 5781 now. But the problem is it was bought with last year's funds. The din is you must use this year's fund to buy the carbon tzibur. As opposed to shkalim, are you just sending money to the tzibur? You're sending money from this year, I'm doubling payment now for next year. That's fine, that's completely okay. It's just that the money, because again, when even though I paid now double this year, next year, when you use the truma from the carbon tzibur next year, that's viewed as next year's funds. Even though I paid it this year, it's viewed as next year's funds. But if I bought the animal ready from last year's funds, I bought it in 5780, and to use it now during 5781, that would be a problem with the pasuk of Zos Olas Chodesh B'chadsho. That's why you cannot use the power of Sire left over from last year's Yom Kippur.
But you would be allowed to use the old money and buy it this year.
Exactly. Right. Old money to this year, because it depends when the purchase was made. Exactly. Exactly. So then the Gemara says... So we'll see that in just a second. Excellent. Well, the Gemara is going to address that in just a moment. Excellent. So before we get to that, the Gemara says, Hatinach Sayer. This makes sense for the Sayer, because the Sayer was a carbon tzibur, and that you use the funds of the Chumash Alishcha of the Shkalm. However, Par, Ma'ik Lameimer, Par did not come out of the pocket of the tzibur, it came from the Aron or the Kohen Gadol. It's Par Shal Aron, it's personal, his own out of pocket. So Ma'ik Lameimer, so there's no Indian of Shkalm there, so you should be able to use last year's Par that was left over for this year. So Gemara says, you're right, it's very good. However, they made a gzeira par atu sayer. They felt if you allow last year's par to be used, you might use last year's sayer, that would be a problem. So Gemara says, it's a gzeira. Umishim gzeira yamusu. Kamika din, the par can be used from last year. Because of a gzeira, we're going to say that this animal, this cow, must die? V'od, moreover, hod Rabbi Tavi amar Rabbi Yoshia gufa mitzi. This whole concept that you have to use this year's funds for Karban Tzibur is only a mitzvah lechachila, but that b'di'evet, if one were to use last year's funds and they bought a Karban Tzibur, it's still acceptable b'di'evet, because the Gemara says it's a mitzvah, it's a lechachila. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Karban Tzibur, Haban Be'echa Benitzan, mitzvah lehavi min ha'chadash, you should bring from the new funds. However, im hevi min ha'yashav, you'll use last year's funds, yatzah b'di'evet as well. So that's not going to tell me to yamusa, to let this sire and the par now die, Ella, you're a shechita mitzvah, you just lost the mitzvah. So that cannot be the svara, it's not because of last year's funds versus this year's funds. So back to square one then, we have to understand why is this the case that we're not allowed to use the par, the sire from last year's Yom Kippur on this year's Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Ella, I'll tell you why, Amar Rebbe, Zeir, Rebbe Zeir tries to suggest, the fisha ein ha-goral koveya mishan l'chaverta, because the goral that was used last year may not be used for this year, the goral has to be done in this year. So since the sayer was used, made in the goral of last year, and then you lost it, so you found the replacement, and now you found that initial sayer, but the goral is last year. You need to do a goral this year. Gemara says, no problem. What you should do is, but nice even inaugural, do another goral. Take last year's sayer, although it experienced a goral, use it, and do another goral with it this year. What's the problem? Why is it such a big thing? Right, Gemara says, you're right. You could do that, that's true. However, the concern was, Gezeira Shema Yomru HaGoral Koveya Mishan Chaverta. People are going to know, oh, this goat was there last year. And they say, wait, didn't this goat have a goral last year? And they're not going to know it had a goral this year. And people are going to say, you're allowed to use last year's goral for this year's Yom Kippur. I know it sounded a little bit far-fetched. We're going to go through a number of gzeiras. We're not going to even get to an answer today. But we have a few gzeiras. Gemara is going to reject each one of them with the same exact questions, but just, work with me, I guess. So Gemara says, gzeira shema yomu ha-goral koveya mishan l'chaberta. So Gemara says, ha-tinach, sorry. So this is a good gzeira by the sire, because the sire has the goral. But par, Michael, remember, there's no goral by the par. So why would the par be disqualified from last year? So Gemara says, gzeira par atu sire. Because if you allow last year's par to work, you might use the goat from last year, and that's going to get confusing. So Gemara asks, umishim gzeira yamusu? Okay. So the sire, I understand, is a gzeira, and the par is a gzeira atu the sire. But it's all gzeiras. And because of a gzeira, we're going to have the animals die, yamusu? That's hard to say. So then the Gemara says, let's try this one. Amru Rabbanan Kamid Abai, the Rabbanan, the Tamid Chachamim, the Tamidim of Abai suggested as follows. Maybe the reason why is Gzeira Mishim Chatas Shemesa Bala. So So what happens is, let's say the Kohen Gadol last year, he had his part. And let's say Kohen Gadol dies by this year. So now, you can't use it because a chata shemesu ba'le is possible. You can't use such a chatas. So if you allow last year's part to be used for this year, people might get confused and they might use it even if the Kohen Gadol died from last year, and that would be certainly not allowed because chata shemesu ba'le yomus. So Gemara says, this is fine and well, hatinech par. Where we do say a par which is a carbon yochid, a chatas, shemesu ba'le yomus. But the Sayer, which is a tzibur, an ein chatas tzibur mesa, Michael Maimer, you should be able to use last year's chatas tzibur Sayer, even though people are going to die over the year, the tzibur doesn't die, so you can use last year's Sayer for this year. Of course, says, you're right, okay, ein chanami, you're allowed. However, gzeira Sayer atupar, you could use last year's goat, you might use last year's cow, and that's a problem of a gzeira, shema, mesa, chatas mesa balea. Gemara says, "Umishum gzera yamusu." Okay, there are a lot of questions along the ways here. I just want to throw out one question is, there's a gzera al gzera here. Because
right.
One thing is, the sar itself, the par itself, is a gzera. Now the sar is a gzera al gzera. A lot of questions here. We're just trying to take it face value because Lavaskana, this is all not going to be upheld. So one and final, the final one, at least for today, the final suggestion, which we're not going to accept anyways, is as follows. Ella, last five lines of Amun Beis here, or last six lines of Amun Beis, Ella gzera mishim chatas, Sha'avra Shnasa. So this is what Erez's point in terms of the age. The concern is that maybe the Chatas, whose year passed the year, and it's not going to be good enough. So what does that mean? So the din is, if you look at Rashi around 10 narrow lines up, B'gzeira hei gufa Chatas Sha'avra Shnasa, is that what I wanted? No, the one earlier rather, go to much higher up, like 10 narrow lines down. Ela gzeira mishim Chatas Sha'avra Shnasa. Shem ad Yom HaKippurim Haba, from Yom Kippur last year, Yom Kippur this year, Tavor Shana Al Asar Hazeh Mishanolad. A year will pass from when the goat was born. The Kaimalan, the Chol Sire Chadas Shepsulim Naachashana. A Sire can only be 1 year old. Once 1 year passes, it's possible. So the Tanya, the Taras Kohanim, says Rashi, Gavichatas Yochid Torah Achaz Yelachem, Hare Kola Torah Kula Kavodazara. The entire Torah is compared to Avodazara. In what way? So this is a clear pasuk. Ma Chatas Avodazara, the Chatas that's brought. For one who violates Avodah Zarah, that the pasuk says is Bashnas is a year. Afkan Bashnas, also every other Chatas, like the Sayer Chatas on Yom Kippur, is only 1 year old. Kishu Omer Yeh, the Rabbi Seir of Regalim, and so on and so forth. So we see it must be a year old. So what might happen is, from last year's Yom Kippur to this year's Yom Kippur, a full year might pass, and the animal is going to be over a year. Now, you're in time, wait a second. Of course it's a year that passes, right? What's 1 year, right? So the din is, we also know, that you can't use an animal until it's 8 days old. So it's at least 8 days old. So the question, the point becomes, we'll see this in just a second, the year goes based on the solar calendar, not the lunar calendar. So lunar calendar, Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, it's only 354 days. But it's not a year until 365 days pass. So there are 3 days that are there, right? Remember, 8 days, that can't be more than 8 days old. It has at least 8 days old. So if 8 days old is the animal, and now it gets to the next year, that brings it only to 362 days old. It's 3 days short of its birthday. But if it's 13 days old or more, then this can't happen. So either way, it's a gzera that maybe the sire was last year was under a year old. This year it's over a year old, and the din is a chata she'av rishnasa is possible. So that's why we said don't use last year's chatas. So Gemara says gzeri. That's a gzera. He gufa chatas she'av rishnasa. That's a din, not a gzera. That's a halacha. That's a pasuk key. So Gemara says holokash. It's not a question because Rebbe. We're holding like Rebbe based on the solar calendar versus the lunar calendar. What does that mean? What's Rebbe? So Gemara says, I should look at Rashi first. I think Rashi will make things clearer before we read ahead in the Gemara. Rashi says, last seven narrow lines, Halakashia, Mishkachas la delo avr shnasa. We have where year doesn't necessarily pass, Kurebi, like I just told you. Damar eina shana shlema miyoma kipurim yoma kipurim. It doesn't go based on the lunar calendar. Mipnesha anumonim lelavana. Vishasa chama odefes ale echadas ayom. This solar calendar is 11 days longer than the lunar calendar. You need to have the full solar calendar, 365 days. That's the sheet of Rebbe. Where do we see Rebbe that he follows the solar calendar, not the lunar calendar? So Gemara explains to Tanya, Shana Tamima. So the Shana Tamima, this is referring to a Bate Arichoma. Bate Arichoma, without getting to the great details of this, is simply that a person sells his house in a walled city, he has 12 months to redeem it. If he doesn't redeem it, he loses it. What happens if there's an extra month? It's an Ibur Shana, they add their bays. So does he get an extra month, a 13 month to redeem it? Or no, 12 months and 12 months is it. So it says the Rebbe, Shana Tmima Mona, Shana Tmima rather, Mona Shalosh Meos Veshishim, Vachamisha Yom, Kimina Nimosachama Divrei Rebbe. We pass like Rebbe, according to that, we don't pass like Rebbe rather, but this Gemara is going like Rebbe, that you go based on the solar calendar, 365 days, that's where the basis is of the Avir Shnas we just discussed. Chachamim Omrim, Mona Shneim Asar Chodesh Miyom Liyom, you go count 12 months, from day to day, that's how he assumes. V'im nis abra lemocher, and if it's a leap year, to leap year for the mocher, meaning the one who sold it, has an extra month and 13th month to redeem it. That's the whole back and forth here. Either way, we see from here that Shuta's Rebbe, you go away from the solar calendar, so you can have a sari from last year to this year, which is not a year old, because we go based on the solar calendar in terms of the age of the animal. That's the whole concern of the gzeira, mishim chatas shavra shnasa. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hatinach, this all makes sense by a sire, which is a chatas that must be under 1 year old. However, par, Michael, remember, par is 3 years old. It could be even older than that. So there's no par is not an issue at all. You'll have to have a par that's even older. So Michael, remember, of course, says, you're right, the par can be older. However, gzera par, atu sire. So Gemara says, umishum gzera yamus, because of gzera, we're going to have the animal die. The old chatas she'avra shnasa l'raya azla. The din is a chatas that's over a year. The din is not yamus. The din is it let it graze until it gets a mum. The amar reish lakish chata she'avra shnasa rona sakilo he omedes bebeis akras. We view it as if it's in a cemetery, which means we don't allow the cat, the kohen, to take it. It's off limits. It's not really in the base kvaros, but we view it as if it's hands off. It's in the base kvaros kilu, and the din is veroa. You let it graze, and therefore this answer won't work. So we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to find the final answer of the sugya. Let me just recap quickly. Should be pretty quick to recap this. We discussed earlier about a couple of kashas of Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan, different rayas for the second pair or the first pair. Not going into those details. We discussed then that the Sar Lazazil has two things out the Kuva. Number one is it must be around for the Grella, certainly, and it's even Yamul Chai until you've done the Zrikas Adam of the Lashem. We discussed then the sending of the Shkalim to the Gizbar, and if you found the replacement, you use it for the fund, but it cannot replace next year's fund. Or Yehuda says it can be used for next year's funds as well. So how is that allowed? Because Gemara says when it comes to the par and sar from last year, you cannot use it for next year. So why by shkalim can you use this year's funds for next year, but the par and sar cannot be used? And Gemara says because of the special din by the carbon sibur that was bought from last year, it may not be used for this year based on the pasuk of zos olas chodesh b'chacho. We learn from that that's only lichatchila, but b'diavad you can use funds from last year, but b'diavad it does work. And then we tried figuring out back and forth various gzeiros as to why you cannot use the par v'sar of Yom Kippur from last year. Why can you not use it for this year? And we had a few suggestions. The gzeira, people are going to say garel if last year worked, or the gzeira of chatas shemesa ba'aleh, or the gzeira of chatas she'avra shnasa. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.